USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court forcing the Biden administration to reach a deal with Mexico to restart the President Trump era Remain in Mexico program has been approved by Mexico. The governments are planning to announce the agreement today. President Trump on Fox News.
Well, they should have never ended it. If Joe Biden would have come in and just gone to the beach, he would have been successful in many ways, because all of this stuff, the border was the best it ever was and getting better. Drugs coming in was getting at a level that we've never seen. What they're doing is destroying our country. Our country is being destroyed before your very eyes, and I've never seen anything like it.
The Remain in Mexico program requires asylum seekers to wait outside U.S. territory while their claims are processed. A source says the program will start again in border towns as soon as next week. But we should know more with today's announcement. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The federal government runs out of money tomorrow night. This means some government agencies would stop doing business until funding is reinstated. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer blames Republicans.
Our Republican colleagues, meanwhile, can either work with us to move the process quickly through the chamber, or they can engage in obstructive tactics that will make a government shutdown almost a certainty.
Republican Senator John Kennedy says no one on either side of the aisle wants a shutdown.
No, I don't. There's no appetite, nor should there be on either side of the aisle.
Another aide to Vice President Kamala Harris is quitting her job. Simone Sanders, senior advisor and chief spokesman to VP Kamala Harris, is leaving her duties by the end of the year. Sanders was seen as one of the key staffers for Harris as a candidate. She's the staffer most frequently seen by her side. Ashley Entian, her communications director, announced the end-of-the-year departure last month and is no longer serving in the vice president's office. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As border guru, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. She has other pressing matters on her plate.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA astronauts Kayla Barron and Thomas Marshburn will venture outside the International Space Station this morning to replace a faulty antenna system. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.